If you're a smoker or dipper looking to make a change, you really only need one reason to do it. But with Zyn nicotine pouches, you can find many. Zyn is America's number one nicotine pouch. It's made with only 6 simple ingredients. Plus, Zyn is the only nicotine pouch with a 10-day hassle-free trial. There are lots of options when it comes to nicotine satisfaction, but there's only one Zyn. Find your Zyn online or in a store near you at zyn.com/find. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Maller here. Winter is coming. Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? Tread confidently in winter's worst with a set of new tires from Tire Rack. They sell only the best, like the full lineup of Hankook tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will ship fast and free to you. One of over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com. The way tire buying should be.
What's up? This your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower. Now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Hello and welcome. It's our number two talking baseball. The New York Mets, not only a baseball team, but if you'd like to pitch, send your resume to the LinkedIn page of the New York Mets owner, Steve Cohen. Do you believe Justin Verlander, the Mets pitcher, when he says that his injury is a minor deal? What did you make of Verlander also saying that a doctor told him he has the shoulder of a 20-year-old, even though Verlander, the ex-cheating Astro, is 40 years old? And how much pressure is on the 2023 Mets to win the championship? My answer is going to surprise you. We'll get to that right now. Here it is, our number two. Well, who could have seen that one coming? Welcome in the beginning of another hour of the Ben Maller Show. We are in the air everywhere, kindred spirits, as we believe that silence is deafening, especially when you do what I do for a living. Coast to coast, border to border, and beyond, on the vast and rightfully powerful microphones of FSR, emanating live from the prime meridian of Sports Yap. We are broadcasting live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there in unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, and over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. And we begin this hour with more hot baseball talk. Give the people what the people need when they need it, and that would be some baseball. It's opening day. It's opening weekend now. Fun times for every man, woman, and child. And the story that caught my attention that I want to spend a few minutes yapping with you about, it's a pretty good story. The beginning of a season of so much promise for the New York Metropolitans. The Mets have been given an ice bucket right to the schnozola there to begin the season. Now, the Mets opened up with the Marlins, and they won. Brandon Nimmo broke a seventh-inning tie-up. He had a two-run double. And Max Scherzer, who puked in the playoffs of the Mets last year, but Scherzer on the mound, able to get the win as the Mets ended up edging the Marlins in that game. But prior to the game, we learned that Justin Verlander, the ex-cheating Astro, Verlander is beginning his New York Mets career inside the injury tent. He will be snuggling up in the trainer's room with his blankie, as he will not be playing. The Metropolitans placing their $43 million per year starter on the injury list with they're calling it a low-grade strain on a muscle in the armpit. He's got a bad armpit. And Verlander saying that he had discomfort in his last spring start, which was last weekend, and it continued. And so they went and gave him an MRI. Why not? Those are cheap. And Verlander was supposed to pitch, make his Mets debut on Saturday. He had made an appointment to pitch on Saturday, but he will not be pitching in that game, and he will not be pitching anytime soon. All of that has been put on hold. Now, he did speak to reporters. We have a little taste of this. So Verlander attempting to downplay the damage of signing a big free agent contract and then just before opening day going on the injured list. He was trying to downplay all that. As Warner Wolf would say, let's go to the audio tape.
The fact that I'm going to be able to continue to throw is showing how minor of an injury it is, you know, but still, there is something there. If this was a different point in the season, particularly late in the year, I think pitching is definitely on the table. Playoffs, and I'm definitely pitching, but, you know, being the beginning of the season, coming off of spring training, it just makes too much sense to not push it right now. And like I said, risk, you know, 3 months when it could be much, much, much less than that.
Okay, so that was Verlander. This is the playoffs I would pitch. Of course, if you're the Mets, do you want Verlander?
Playoffs?
Do you want Verlander on the mound if you're the Mets? He's not exactly the clutch postseason performer. So let's talk about this. The question, do you believe Justin Verlander? We just played a soundbite of the man when he says that this is a minor deal and citing and caution and waiting it out and all that. Do you believe Justin Verlander? Do you believe Verlander when he says this is a minor deal? So I am shaking my head. No, I don't believe this guy. I've got police squad, neon highlighter, and the law. And we'll put all of these things together. The clock is a ticking. Tick, 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 tick. So let's get started. Now, number one.
Number one.
Justin Verlander is blowing smoke is what he's doing. My nostrils are smelling the manure. I smell the manure from the burning smoke, and the smoke's burning all over the place. So I'm not buying what he is saying. Now, part of it is Verlander has no credibility. He played for a despicable franchise, the A-holes, the Astros. So anything this guy says, I think he's a weasel because he was part of that. But Verlander, you know what he sounds like? He's like, if it was the playoffs, I would play. It's early in the season, all that. He sounds like he's got a part on the police squad. Lieutenant Frank Drebin from those classic Naked Gun comedies, Heart of Gold, Brain of Wood, nothing to see here, please disperse, nothing to see here, please disperse, move on, nothing to see here, as the fireworks go off in the background. Make no mistake, this is a kick in the base balls of the Mets, and I'll tell you why. After having all spring to slowly get ready, no distraction for Verlander by pitching in the World Baseball Classic or anything like that. Verlander had plenty of time to slowly get the gears going for opening day. And just before the curtain goes up, he has to go get an MRI. And instead of pitching this weekend, he'll be getting hemorrhoids from watching on the bench. And this muscle strain in the armpit, I realize it is not Tommy John ligament, transitional surgery, and all that. But is it true that that injury, which the man himself, Verlander, is soft peddling, is it true that that injury often foreshadows another injury, a much worse injury to that particular player? And I think if you look that up and do the proper research and go to the right places, you'll find out exactly what I'm talking about. So that muscle strain is, it's a preview, like when you go to see a movie, it's a preview of coming attractions. And Verlander said he didn't want to risk worsening the injury and being out 3 months because he knows that is likely what is going to end up happening anyway. It reminds me of last year, an older pitcher named Clayton Kershaw with the Dodgers. He said early in the season, while pitching a perfect game against the Minnesota Twins, he got taken out out of an abundance of caution because he wanted to save himself so he'd be ready for the playoffs. He then went out and the Dodgers lost their first playoff series to the Padres. So he's like, yeah, you saved yourself. Way to go. All right, now page two. While speaking with the scribes, we played one soundbite of Verlander, but he also said that a doctor, we believe a team doctor, told him that his shoulder was that of a 20-year-old. Now, keep in mind, Verlander is 40 years old. He's pitched in the big leagues for 17 seasons, I believe, now. So what did you make of Justin Verlander saying that he was told by a doctor that he has the shoulder of a 20-year-old? So that is braggadocious nonsense is what that is. Nonsense. Sentences that start with "the doctor told me." Usually they're either really good or really bad. Most doctors try to be motivational speakers. They try to pump up their confidence of their patients. You're doing a really good job. But riddle me this, Batman. Is it true that if you had the arm of a 20-year-old, you would not have an armpit problem and you would actually be on the mound to start the season? I'm just saying. Now, you wouldn't be sitting out with body odor coming out of your armpit. We hear the silliness often at the start of the new season, this kind of silliness. It's the neon highlighter gets out and you highlight the BSOHL, best shape of his life. He's in the best shape of his life. That's normally a spring training story. It's the gibberish we get in spring training. It's also often baloney. Verlander's 40 years old. When you ride with older players, you have to deal with the decay, the wear and tear, the bumps, the dents, the paint chipping away, the arm being mildewed, things start to rot. As an athlete, when you get to a certain point, unless you are on all kinds of pharmaceuticals, and then you can push that back, push it back now. Final point. So, big picture, the Mets win their opener, but how much pressure, with a P, is on the 2023 Mets to win the whole thing? So my answer is going to surprise you. I have an unpopular opinion. I don't believe the Mets have all that much pressure. I don't. I say it's limited. Even in a division with the Atlanta Braves and the Phillies, who are two pretty good teams, the Mets, they're going to be in the playoffs, even with things that have gone sideways. Then it's a crapshoot. But you've got the micro and the macro. The short term and the long term, we know the Mets are not the Yankees. Mets haven't won since 86. But there's no deadline, and it's not a race against time. There's no drop-dead date where they cross the Rubicon and they have an ultimatum. It's win now, or we'll just add more payroll. It's not, you better win, or we're going to cut the payroll. No. You hear a lot of these, even big market teams say, we have to get under the threshold. We don't want to pay the tax. That does not exist in the Metropolitan's galaxy. Imagine, if you will, a world where the good times just keep rolling. Owner Steve Cohen is living high on the hog, and he's got money to burn. And he knows he's not going to be around forever, and he wants to enjoy this, and it's just a toy, and everyone loves him, and they kiss his ass because they're all Mets fans, and he's the number one Mets fan. And he's in it for the long haul. And he'd like to win, but if the Mets suck, they'll just go out and sign somebody else in free agency or trade for somebody else. They've got a loaded owner. Now, that said, in this particular scene of the Broadway show, you look at the Mets, and they are certainly having some issues with the law of diminishing returns, also Murphy's Law. Both those things are true. It's alive and well for the pitching staff anyway. Justin Verlander can now take a number and wait in line and get some soup in the trainer's room because he will be joined during spring training. The Mets lost Edwin Diaz. We saw that torn tendon in his right knee during the World Baseball Classic in a celebratory fashion. Jose Quintana, starting pitcher who the Mets picked up this offseason, also going under the knife with a stress fracture in his rib cage. And Diaz is out all season. And Quintana is not going to be around until July. And now Verlander, they're saying short-term injury. But based on what I was reading, this is one of those things where Verlander likely will come back to the Mets and then keep an eye on him his next couple starts. He'll likely be right back on the DL. So that sets the tone for a bedraggled start. And the Mets are frazzled on the mound. They don't have their closer. They're down a couple of starters. And the problem is the trickle-down effect. And you know this, and I know this from watching baseball, right? Things get all foggy, all gummy. You start using the depth that you have. And the Mets have some depth. They have some guys that have major league experience. So just keeping it straight here. So the Mets start using that depth, and then before you know it, you've burned through a lot of that, and then you have to go bring in other reinforcements to replace the reinforcements that you were supposed to save till later in the year, and it becomes problematic. It is the Ben Maller Show. You want to comment on any of this? 877-99 on Fox. Also on Twitter, at Ben Maller. That's at Ben Maller. You can be part of the show. We'll take your phone calls and all that. I mentioned last hour the do-it-yourself. People making a big deal about Shohei Ohtani. He was not the only pitcher, but they're making a big deal about Ohtani, who was calling his own pitches on the tech that baseball added last year, the PitchCom system. And so, like, oh, man, Ohtani's calling his own game from the mound. And I was like, okay. Like, what's the big deal about that? Is that a big deal? Am I supposed to be impressed by that? Is that like, okay, I'm shocked by this? I don't know. I didn't think that was that big a deal. Does that make me a bad person? Maybe it does. I wasn't blown away by that. All right, 877-99 on Fox is the number, 877-996-6369. You can put it on the back burner, and it's a patch of a job. It's a patch job. We'll get to that, and we will do it next.
And I guzzle that sucker down every night.
Chicken soup.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, it's Maller here. The 82-game preseason is in the books, and it's finally time for the real season. Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boost, and so much more. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code Maller. It's my last name. New customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly with code Maller. Again, that's code Maller only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
If you're a smoker or dipper looking to make a change, you really only need one reason to do it. But with Zyn nicotine pouches, you can find many. Not only did Zyn create the first ever nicotine pouch, we're still America's number one choice for smoke-free, spit-free nicotine satisfaction. It could be because Zyn is made with only 6 simple ingredients, including naturally derived nicotine salt. Or maybe it's because Zyn is the only nicotine pouch with a 10-day trial. For anyone worried Zyn won't cut it like traditional tobacco, just ask one of the millions of people who have achieved lasting change. You have lots of options when it comes to nicotine satisfaction, but there's only one Zyn. Find your Zyn online or in a store near you at Zyn.com/find. That's Zyn.com/find. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Join the curious world of the Ben Maller Show online. It is pain-free and easy to do. Just follow your host on Twitter. He's at Ben Maller. And you can tweet at and follow our executive producer. He is manning the phones, but he's more than just the call screener. He's the liar, liar, and the menace of the Fox Sports Radio Network. It's the Coop de Loop, Justin Cooper, and he's at UH Bronco Fan. End of the final hour of this show, we'll have the Coop Scoop on entertainment. I almost said scoop coop. And now live from the TireRack.com Fox Sports Radio studios, it's Ben Maller.
Coming up next hour, Big Ben's lame jokes of the week. The best one-liners, best zingers around. Shane in Des Moines writes in, he says, in your opening top of the hour Maller monologue, you mentioned the Mariners winning the American League West. I know you hate the ass 1-1000, 2-1000 holes, but what was your opinion? Is your opinion fact-based or emotional? Come on, Ben, be honest. We're all friends here. No, I like the Mariners. The Mariners are loaded, and the a-holes are not as good as they were last year. I'm in. I'm not just saying that because I have a long-standing grudge with the Houston a-holes. I'm buying the Mariners. Me and the Mariner Moose. Maller Moose, Mariner Moose. Side by side. Side by side. I'll take some calls.
Cheating ass. I can't say that.
Yeah. Let's say hello to Sir Scratch Off, the highways and byways of Arkansas.
And I found me something like just as good as that. Where are all the white women at? When old Roberto does that sound drop about that Mexican doing that round off, I get to laughing.
Hey, where are the white women at?
Hey, I bowl with a few Mexicans in Jonesboro, and they'll sit there trying to tell me their name through 10 frames. I'm like, yeah, just I'll just start calling you, hey, hi, how are you doing?
Oh, boy.
But what's going on, Mr. Ballard?
Racist.
We're hanging out. Jack writes in, Sir Scratchoff, he says, Tony in the Bay Area scares me. He says, a guy gives me the most anxiety I've felt from a radio caller in a minute. Why would that be? I don't understand. Why would that be, Sir Scratchoff? You're fine with Tony in the Bay Area, right? You have no problem with Tony.
Guys, about 25 years driving all night, I never know what a gun's going to come to my back of my head.
What are you talking about? I'm talking about Tony. I don't know what you're talking about there. How dare you?
Hey, you know, I want to tell you something. After reading a bunch of stuff about you in the last few months, I'm proud of you. And I'm going to tell you why. I want everybody to listen to me now. I'm on the Maller Show, so the guy from Florida, don't call in crying because I'm talking another show. But anyway, man, how in the world did you lose 200 pounds in like 62 days? That's amazing, man.
It was not 62 days. You can do that. It's called dying. No, it was not 64 days. It was a few months, but it was about a year, and then,
I mean, I was bragging on you, man. I mean, that's amazing, bro. I mean, 200 pounds, that's a lot.
You know,
I lost that 50 in just, like, no time, but I'm going to tell you something. I'm proud of you, brother. That's amazing.
Well, thank you. Hey, Pokey Man wrote in, Sir Scratchoff. He says, it's my birthday. Can you wish me a happy birthday and say Pokey for old time's sake?
Pokey, happy birthday from the Maller Show, 96.9, 95.3, the Tick.
In Jonesboro, Arkansas, we're rocking the FM dial. See, I can't do shout-outs, but Sir Scratchoff, you're my shout-out guy.
Never heard of
shout-out, you're the person I go to.
Ben, I like picking on you, man. You're good to me.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. And we haven't blown you up. You've been on the air a long time now. We have not blown you up.
Yeah. Hey, yo, Roberto over there, man. I tell you one thing, man. I like to take in Jonesboro, see if he knows how to bowl, man. He can get all these guys to tell me what they're saying, you know. But we all have a good time.
All right, there you got blown up. Are you happy? Kaboom, kaboom, kaboom. Let's say hello to Gunner in Minnesota. What's going on, Gunner?
Nothing much. My Twins won the home opener. And they have similar to more some Lakers and turned on to play in again. Lewis.
Gunner's calling live from the break room at the Walmart in Minnesota. He's hanging out right there doing some work. And you told me the other night, Gunner, that the Timberwolves were going to pass the Clippers by already. That hasn't happened. You lied to me, Gunner. You're a liar.
Oh, just wait. The Clippers have a tough schedule, the Wolves have a scheduling win. I'm not worried.
You should be worried. I think you're lying. I can tell by the tone of your voice that you're worried.
Oh, why would I be worried about my team? I'm not.
Because I can tell. You're scared. You're intimidated.
No, I'm not.
Yeah.
I'm just waiting for the Twins to win all the World Series to kill.
So is it true, Gunner, that you are going to write a book on how you became the greatest overnight sports radio caller? Is that accurate?
I got no time to write a book.
Gunner, leave him alone!
You got no time to write a book or read a book?
No, I read.
Oh, you do? What's the last book you read?
Backwards.
Will Smith bio.
What do you say? I can't hear. I can't. What did he say, Coop?
Will Smith bio.
Oh. Will Smith's bio.
Oh, okay. It's one of the great works of poetry we've ever had in our time. All right. Well, thank you, Gunner. Tremendous phone call. So happy we took that phone call. Yet again, Gunner, every time I take your calls, I think, my God, this is amazing. What an amazing accomplishment.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific.
Hi, this is Jay Glazer, and you may know me from the world of football or fighting or even shows like HBO's Ballers. What you don't know is for my entire life, I have lived in something I refer to as the gray. Depression, anxiety. So now I'm coming out with a new podcast, Unbreakable, a mental health podcast with Jay Glazer, where each week, while we talk about mental health, I hope to describe it, give it words. Listen to Unbreakable with Jay Glazer on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
If you're a smoker or dipper looking to make a change, you really only need one reason to do it. But with Zyn nicotine pouches, you can find many. Not only did Zyn create the first ever nicotine pouch, we're still America's number one choice for smoke-free, spit-free nicotine satisfaction. It could be because Zyn is made with only 6 simple ingredients, including naturally derived nicotine salt. Or maybe it's because Zyn is the only nicotine pouch with a 10-day trial. For anyone worried Zyn won't cut it like traditional tobacco, just ask one of the millions of people who have achieved lasting change. You have lots of options when it comes to nicotine satisfaction, but there's only one Zyn. Find your Zyn online or in a store near you at Zyn.com/find. That's Zyn.com/find. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
So I don't know if we have a Maller monologue on this, but the latest involving Lamar Jackson, he says he is not demanding a fully guaranteed contract, just that the guaranteed portion of his contract be larger than Deshaun Watson's. Then there was a tweet from former Patriot Asante Samuel, who says that Lamar, do not play for Bill Belichick. He says, don't do that. So I'm sure that
well, don't play for Belichick if you're going to drop an interception in the Super Bowl that would have wrapped up a Super Bowl win for the Patriots. I'm just saying, Eddie. I'm just saying. And I'd have a grudge, too. I'm thinking if Asante Samuel makes that interception, he doesn't have a beef with Bill Belichick, that he's singing a different song about the Patriots. Is that possible?
That is possible, yes.
It is the Ben Maller Show as we press on this portion of the show on Fox, brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Progressive makes bundling easy and affordable. Get a multi-policy discount by combining your motorcycle, RV, boat, ATV, and more. All your protection in one place. Bundle and save at progressive.com. You can be part of the show on Twitter, at Ben Maller. Just to follow up what Eddie brought up a few seconds ago here, Lamar Jackson. So it's a bit of semantics with Lamar. The latest reporting is he does not, as Eddie said, he does not want a fully guaranteed deal. But as I was told, he wants to get like a $300 million contract, but $250 million guaranteed. Because Lamar is hell-bent on getting more guaranteed money than Deshaun Watson. So Deshaun Watson, he got $230 million being a creepster for the Cleveland Browns. That's how pathetic the Cleveland Browns are, giving Deshaun, how desperate they were giving Deshaun Watson that contract. And so now Lamar's like, oh, you know, I got to get more. So he's looking for $300 million, but only $250 million guarantee. Good luck. Good luck. What else can Lamar do if he's done playing football, which he's not, but in a different dimension, Lamar is done playing football. So let's say he's done with football. What other jobs is he good at? Can be an equipment salesman for that gym company. He could do some of that. Something he could do on the side, a little side hustle, possibly work sales. He could be a salesman. I'm trying to think what else he could do. So have a patch. It's a patch job. Opening day. If you saw some of the games on Thursday, you likely saw some reference to this. If you are a rookie in Major League Baseball this year and you're making your big league debut, baseball would like to brand you like a cattle. They want to make you like cattle and brand you. They're claiming this is all to celebrate rookies making their major league debuts. And it's going to be this way for the rest of the season. Baseball has added a new feature. Players will wear an MLB debut patch. They get to wear the patch on their jersey for their first game. Now, afterwards, of course, baseball realizing this is a marketing vehicle, the patches will then be added to the Topps rookie trading card for those players, making for a set of incredible memories for the collector. But it's not really, if you're involved in the collectible game, and I used to be involved in that when I was younger, and it was all about rookie cards and rated rookies and all that stuff. But if it's just a patch and it's one card, it's going to be worth a lot of money. However, it's not like you can get it. One person's going to get it, and then they're going to get it verified, and then they'll auction it off and all that. So it's a little disingenuous. Baseball's like, oh, this is great. And what if the player wants to keep the uniform intact? You can't do that. A lot of these guys collect their memorabilia from when they play, and they want to keep the uniform from their debut. Well, you got to rip the patch off the sleeve because Topps has to make it. Do they get paid extra for that? Do they get paid a little extra on the side? I don't know. Let's go to the phones. We'll say hello to Paul in Rhode Island. Redbreast Paul in Rhode Island, back to back and belly to belly. Hello, Paul. Paul.
Yes, up, Paul. I'm here.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm here. How are you?
This is the part you talk, Paul. This is the hard part right here.
Listen, Ohtani was never going to leave California. Okay? The Asian market in California is outrageous.
You're wrong. He's going to leave California. He'll go back.
He's not going to leave California because he's going to go to San Francisco. There's no way.
Racist.
He will leave because his homeland is closer to California. That's one, okay? I've been holding on for a while. You know that, right?
You've been holding on for that take? That's your take?
I've been holding on for that take only because he said that he put that out there. That's out there. He will not leave California. He likes California. That's one.
What does he like
Second
about
of all.
What does he like
Second
about California?
All, my Padres
you
and your
Paul,
Dodgers
Paul.
Will never see him.
Paul.
Okay?
What does Ohtani like about California? You said he likes California. What's he like about it?
Because it's closer to his homeland, okay?
Do you know how long it takes to get
racist.
From California to Japan?
Yes, I know. Of course I know. Over, almost
does
20
it,
hours.
Does it really,
overall,
does, it really,
12,
does it really matter if you're 2 more hours away or 3 more hours away or 4 more? I mean, just come on.
Racist.
Listen, there's an Asian community in California, the biggest in the whole baseball.
Racist. Okay.
I hate to break
and
it,
and I'm
Paul.
Telling you right now,
there are Asian communities elsewhere other than California.
No bigger than California. I my family told me, no bigger.
Oh,
than
well,
California.
If your family told you, okay, I stand corrected, Paul. If your family told you, then clearly your family knows what they're talking about.
No, I'm telling you, California, even the Golden State. He's got one of the biggest fans in basketball. But along California.
Whatever. Okay, enough California. Paul, how's work? How's everything at the casino, Paul? Everything good at the casino? Any problems there?
No, we're expanding. We're little, but we're big. We're big. We embrace everybody. We're not
little,
Indians,
big.
You know. But, you know, we're just a general Bailey's casino. And we're fine. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Yep. Has anyone come up to you, Paul, and said, are you Paul from Rhode Island? I recognize you.
Yes, many people. Many people.
You're famous.
Hey, Ben Miller, I have a question for you.
Hurry up.
What do you think of my Boston Shamrocks?
Yeah. Well, if you can play the Bucks and have the Bucks not interested, you'll be in great shape. As long as the Milwaukee Bucks don't try, the Celtics are in good shape.
Listen, I think we're in for a big rude awakening this year. In the NBA.
What kind of rude awakening?
And in the NHL. Besides my Red Sox, you know what? My Red Sox might not make it to the wild card. But I'll tell you.
Might not. They might finish in last place.
They won't.
Yeah. Nah, they'll make it to the wild card. Guaranteed
no, they won't.
They'll
they
make
suck.
It.
They have no pitch.
I'll bet you some money. You want to bet on that, Paul? I'll bet you right now.
Well, I won't bet because if you're going to walk 4 guys on the first inning, that's not going to work.
You just said they were going to make the playoffs.
It's not going to work.
You just said second ago they were going to make. I got to go play. Thank you. I'm done with you. It is the Ben Maller Show. We've got Maller to the third degree. That is right around the corner. Here's the Insta trivia. And here we go. This being opening day. Blank is Major League Baseball's active leader in career games played among all players under age 35. 35 and under. Blank is the Major League Baseball active leader in career games played among players under the age of 35. That is the Insta trivia. The answer, Mallard of the third degree, next.
That's fertilizers.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
You can listen to the Ben Maller Show how you want, when you want with podcasting. Some P1s find themselves binge listening to classic episodes, while others like to space things out. Either way, by subscribing to the free Ben Maller Show and Fifth Hour with Ben Maller podcast, you help keep this overnight dinghy stay afloat and annoy the executive kingpins who don't understand why you listen. And now live from the TireRack.com Fox Sports Radio studios, it's Ben Maller.
And time now for the Insta Trivia. Here it is. Blank is Major League Baseball's active leader heading into the 2023 season in career games played among all players under the age of 35. That is the question. And what is the answer? Let's see if anyone knows the answer. The comic book guy says it is none other than Ace Ventura. Jeff Blauser, guessed by the late night steering wheel holder. Who else do we have? Page down. Ferg Dog is going with Plastered Paul's family. That's a good family photo from back in the day. Who else do we have? Matt, the Warrior Raider A's fan, says Paul and Poppy are having the Padres cursed. Eric Owens from 00 Mexican. I had an Eric Owens souvenir T-shirt when I worked in San Diego. It was covered in fake dirt.
Who?
He was like a utility guy for the Padres years ago. Who else do we have? Page down. Alexa Bliss, guessed by Just Josh. In Cincinnati, Maverick is going with Hulk Hogan. He says, Hulk Hogan, brother. Who else do we have? Page down. Justin in Cincinnati says, Robbie the Mariner fan's biological father. Yeah, they look alike. I've met Robbie, and that's a dead ringer. Miguel on Fire says, Kenny Landro is the way to go. Cub legend Ron Say from Chain in Des Moines. Alf the Alien Opiner says it's the San Diego Chicken. One of the great radio promotions of all time, the San Diego Chicken, started as a radio station promotion. And Matt, the Warrior Raider A's fan, got this right. Bad job by him. Simon says championship, guest by Michael. Sean in the Valley of the Sun's going with Davey Lopes as his answer. Pete Incavelia from Mayor Parker the Snow Dog, who's back after ice fishing. Eddie, do you have an answer, Eddie?
Yes, it's former Mets legend Mackie Sasser.
He's a legend. Don't ask him to throw the ball back to the mound. The correct answer is it's Elvis. Elvis Andrews. Elvis has left the building, 34 years old. He's a shortstop for the Chicago White Sox. 1,947 games heading into the new year. And he's the shortstop in the Windy City. Here we go.
It's Maller.
How about that?
To the third degree. This is when Big Ben gets grilled.
Ron Rivera admitted on Wednesday that his future with the Commanders is in doubt once the team is sold, but that he will fight for his job. Ben, do you think Rivera is gone as soon as new ownership comes in?
The doomsday clock for Ron Rivera, number one, is at 11:59 and 45 seconds. The selling point of Ron Rivera is he's a partisan for Dan Snyder. He covers for Danny Boy. Last I checked, if you buy the Washington football team, you do not need someone who's a partisan of the former owner. And he hasn't won. Washington is 22-27 since Ron Rivera took over as coach. The first rule of buying a team, you want your guy to be the coach, your designer label on the coach's office. Yeah, Ron Rivera is done. Next!
We don't hear much from LeVar Ball these days, but he was recently interviewed and he said that he thinks Bronny James should skip college and go play a year in Australia's NBL instead. Ben, is this sound career advice from the elder Ball?
I'm a fan of LeVar Ball. This is a bad take. Bad take by him. And both those things can be true. LeVar Ball, his son's path was good for his son. It's a whole new world, though. Bronny James is sitting on an oil reserve. It's estimated when he goes to college, he's going to make around $6 million in name, image, and likeness because of his father. The definition of winning the genetic lottery. My mom, may she rest in peace, was a teacher. My dad was a ham radio operator. Unfortunately, I made no money from NIL. Next!
A rule change submitted by the Eagles would see the NFL adopt an XFL-style alternative to the onside kick. Teams would instead be allowed to convert a 4th-and-20 from their own 20 to maintain possession after a score. Your thoughts, Ben?
So I saw this. The rule did not fail. It did not pass. It was put on ice. They said they'll go back and look at it again. I was annoyed that Roger Goodell said the competition committee talked a lot about keeping the foot in the game, which is A, silly, and B, dumb, because the NFL has done everything they possibly can to take the kicker's balls away from them. The onside kick is a useless play. I like this. I like the idea of this. If you have a good passing offense, it's great. How did we do, Coop?
You pass this edition.
That is a winner to end the week in the win column.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
If you're a smoker or dipper looking to make a change, you really only need one reason to do it. But with Zyn nicotine pouches, you can find many. Zyn is America's number one nicotine pouch. It's made with only 6 simple ingredients. Plus, Zyn is the only nicotine pouch with a 10-day hassle-free trial. There are lots of options when it comes to nicotine satisfaction, but there's only one Zyn. Find your Zyn online or in a store near you at zyn.com/find. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical. You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.